This is a unique episode. It's more of a conversation that I have on the topic of values. And I have a special guest, Karen Gillen, who this is her specialty. She does workshops around this. She helps clients discover their values. And I talked to her about how she got into this, how she became known as the values expert. And she shares that with us. She also shares two questions to ask yourself to figure out what your values are. And then we talk through what does it look like in our business to have our business organized by our values? What does that look like? What should we do when we come up against something that's not working in our business? How do our values play into that? Make sure you listen to the end because she talks about the itchy sweater exercise. I loved that. Her quote, "Someday is here." You need to know and adopt that little quote for yourself. And she talks about cozy pants. I was like, what? I love that. Okay, values are here for you to expand. That was one other thing that just resonated with me. After our conversation, I asked Karen, would you be willing to do a workshop? And she said yes. So we have it scheduled April 25th, a Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Time. You can get registered using the link in my show notes. And until then, enjoy this conversation with Karen Gillen. Are you ready to work less, feel more organized and productive, streamline repetitive tasks, and implement systems that allow your coaching business to run smoothly even without you? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Organized Coach Podcast, your go-to source for practical tips and solutions. I'm your host, Tracy Hoth, professional organizer, certified life coach, simplifying expert, and most of all, down-to-earth fellow coach just like you. No matter if you think you're missing the organizing gene, have ADHD, or just love anything organizing, I'm here to help you become an organized coach with a business that works for you. Pull up a seat and let's get started. We are talking about values today, and I've been thinking about this, and I heard Karen Gillen on an episode with Trudy LeBron talking about values, and I'm like, oh, it just made me start thinking about values and how you organize using your values if it comes into play. And so I reached out to Karen, and I was like, let's have a conversation about this. I want to know how you think about it and kind of how I think about it. So welcome, Karen.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So tell me about yourself real quick, about what you do, who you help.
I help coaches have businesses that feel and look like them so they can have more spaciousness in their lives, on their calendars. And funnily enough, actually not funny, obviously enough, spaciousness is a top value of mine.
That's exactly what I thought when you said that. I'm like, I'm pretty sure spacious is a value of Karen's.
Yeah. So I'm here because one of the reasons I lean into spaciousness when I work with coaches is because I think it's another way of saying alignment, but alignment is said so frequently, it's losing some of its meaning for people.
I like that. And spacious feels like it makes my shoulders relax versus alignment makes me feel like there's more work involved.
Right.
To become aligned or to be aligned.
Rather than to allow space.
Yes. Oh, interesting. Okay. I'm curious to start with what got you into values? Like you're kind of known as the values person.
I know, which is so fun. And different because to me, like it's so foundational to coaching, but so many, like I walk in the world with you and so many other life coach school coaches, and it wasn't foundational there. It was foundational at Coaches Training Institute where I did my initial coach training. And so it's been a part of what's been so important for me for, I think I trained there, I don't even know, 15 years ago, really long time ago.
But that's interesting because I thought maybe it's just kind of a trending thing right now that people are talking about it more, but you're saying you were trained. So it was part of the foundation of what you were trained in.
Right. Because it's part of what's foundational to us as human beings. So to think about doing change work is to think about coming up against people's values and coming up against culture. And so one of the reasons it looks like it's like the topic of now is because if we're all looking at equity and inclusion and diversity and how do we run businesses in a way that really supports humanity and not just people who look like me, then we have to look at values, because a big part of running an equity-centered practice is understanding what my values are and being explicit about them and understanding and supporting the values of my clients as well.
When you say being explicit, is that what you said? Being explicit about them?
Out loud and clear.
Yes. Okay. That's what I was making sure that's what you meant. You were trained in that, but at first you didn't do that work, did you, with people right away, or is that just happened recently?
It would come out of the sides. So now I do it more explicitly. Like, if you want to work with me, we're going to figure out what your values are and we're going to lean on them. I always would figure out what people's values were and lean on them, but it would come out more like in the work. I would just ask the question, like it'd be, you know, coaching on one thing or another. And I would be like, it seems like there's really a value here for truth or honesty or whatever. And people would be like, yeah. And then that thread would show up in a lot of sessions. So it's doing the same thing, just calling it out differently and more early.
So then in your own business, how did it shift? So you did that and you saw it in you're working with them, but then what made you highlight it and even do workshops about it? And
Because people were so into it. So I like to follow the threads and just listen to what's happening. And what's happening was people were like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, I didn't realize I had a value about that. Oh, and then people start mentioning my name with value. That's like, oh, people are associating me with this now. Apparently this is something like really interesting to people and I should capitalize on that in some way. Like, let's talk about it. Let's do it really explicitly. Let's make sure everybody knows what their values are.
Well, let's start with just defining what you mean by values. Cause I was thinking, what if someone's listening to this and they're like, what are you even talking about? So what does values mean?
So values, we have them no matter what. If you've never done a values workshop, doesn't matter. You have values and they're running your life. The part where they're running your life is what's important to all of us, I think, because our values are running everything. And if they're not at the level of our awareness, then we might be having a life that makes total sense, but we're not getting it. So for me, it's like, if we can close the gap between like you and your own self-understanding and create some ease and make change processes easier, make decision processes easier, make organizational processes easier, because you understand this is who I am, this is what I care about. The reason it's so important is it can make hard things have more ease in them. It can make tough decisions make more sense. Because here's what often happens is, if I have the value for community and I have the value for connection and I'm really struggling in a community, but I want to keep connection, it's which value do I uphold? Do I leave the community and put that community, that value aside and lean into just connection? And like, I'm going to keep my individual connection with some individuals in that group. Or do I want to not highlight connection and maybe not have that connection with myself as strong to stay in a community? And while that's not an easy decision to make, it's more clear if I understand why I'm struggling to make the decision at all and why I'm feeling stepped on in life. And then on the flip side, it's there are times where it feels like everything is easy and I have momentum and I'm in flow. And like, how come that time of life was so great and right now feels so hard? Oh, it's because I was honoring like the majority of my top values. And there's a way I can bring that kind of living back to right now and highlight some more of those and create more flow for myself.
That's good to think about. So do values happen naturally? Do I mean, like you said, we already have them, but do we, how do we know what they
are? Are we born with them?
Yeah. Are you born? I mean, I know they can change. So talk to me about that.
Yeah. So we're born into families and we're born into communities and we're born into cultures and subcultures. And inside of all of those things, there are values. Like your church family has values, your family has values, your community has values, your college had values. Everywhere you go, you're in the soup of like different things being highlighted and different things being like not highlighted. And as we grow up, it's which ones of those do we take on and decide are important? It's like beliefs. It's like, no, this is really important for me because I choose it and I'm going to keep choosing it. And sometimes that means we've taken on values as that pendulum swing. Like in my family, no one ever valued family dinners. And I think that's really important. So I'm going to like, the pendulum's going to swing across. And in the house that I build my family in, we're going to do it every night because that's important, because that's what family looks like, right? So we can have some that come from what we didn't have. We can have some that come from what we did have. It could be like, I really loved the entrepreneurial family values that my family has. I totally take those on, right? So it's, we come from this, all the different soups that we're immersed in all growing up. And most of it happens when we're younger, subconsciously, just because of where we're planted.
And I bet then at certain points in our life, we look at those and we think, do I want to keep that value? Like that was kind right. of instilled in me. And then now do I want that?
Right. Does that make sense for me with who I am and how I've evolved? Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess it's things we learn along the way too.
I think too, like about stuff, because I know you organize a lot. You could grow up in a family that's total minimalists and you could be the maximalist. You could be the one who like loves all the fabrics and all the textures and the layers and the tchotchkes and like everything. And it brings you so much joy and you could feel wrong about that, but you're not wrong. It could be that that's who you are. And that's what feels like alignment, spaciousness, and fulfillment to you is to be in all of that stuff. And that's like that you get to have that. There's no value that's actually incorrect. It's just understanding what your values are so that you don't have to fight against yourself.
So is there some kind of process you go through to help people decide or choose or see what their values are?
Yeah. I think two really important questions to start with. Number one is think back across your life about all the times where you just felt so stepped on, like you wanted to crawl out of your skin because there was some injustice happening or it was just completely not okay. And you wanted to scream at all the grownups or you couldn't believe that this thing could happen that way. And identify what was being stepped on in you. Like for me, an example is like my freshman year of high school, I was on a JV basketball team and they brought on 19 freshman girls to this team. And that doesn't include the sophomores who were already there. And I looked around and I was like, this isn't basketball. This is a failure to make a leadership decision and cut some people. And so we weren't playing basketball. We were just running. And I was like, so disgusted that the grownups couldn't decide, like, just cut some people. Like, so we were all having this terrible experience and people weren't getting any playing time. And, you know, and the rest of the people on that team were not thinking like that. But I was, because I have this really strong, like, you have to take the lead. You got to take charge. If you don't take charge, like, we're disempowering people. And that's not okay with me. So that was this like standout thing in my mind.
Well, that's such a good example too, to think back across our own, you know, just as we're going for a walk, we can be thinking like, where was that in our life where we felt like that?
Yeah.
Then that's interesting because I'm thinking the coach and the leadership team probably were choosing that they were going to allow these people in, see what talent was there. Maybe they didn't make the team because they weren't good enough in the moment, but maybe they worked twice as hard. Maybe they have natural skills and abilities that they just haven't seen yet. So that freshman year, they always keep so many more people, but that was their value.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then values come into collision with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Collision. Do we have to look at it so extreme?
But I mean, that is what it feels like. It's emotionally, it feels like things are colliding. It's like, this is emotionally fraught. It's like, oh, why is it happening this way? It can feel really distracting and take a lot of energy.
And dividing.
Yes.
I mean, you look across our country, people's values are different and that causes division all over.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's interesting is nobody's wrong and nobody's right.
If both sides would just always realize that, I think
Right.
everyone would be. But then if your value is true to that, then you would believe that the other side, I don't know. I mean, I guess you don't have to consider that wrong, but if you believed strongly in your opinion or your value, like you believe that the coaches shouldn't have coached like that.
Yeah. And I get to believe that. I think where we get in trouble is if we think our beliefs are right or we're afraid of other people's values. I can't have my values and live in alignment and be at peace with me and my values and then fear everyone else's. That's not going to ever feel very good for me. So, you know, whatever side of anything that you're on, if you're afraid of how other people are valuing, that means we're going to limit communication. And that's never going to feel very good or work, which I think is what we're seeing, right?
Yeah. So what's the way we could look at it instead?
I mean, it makes complete sense that everyone has different values because we all come from different places. We have different understanding. We've been treated differently. I think if there's one thing when nobody's getting along for me, it's like who's coming from love and who's coming from fear. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's not values. That's where your action comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be afraid of values. I want to understand other people's values.
Well, that's what I was thinking in my mind. The curiosity part of it is like, oh, I wonder what their value is in this situation
right.
that's causing them to act like that. And that could be really interesting, really fun to find out and loving to understand that about someone else and what they're going through.
Yeah.
So how do you think then, looking at it, let's say from an organizational standpoint, or we're organizing our business. So that would mean your mindset, your digital structure, your processes. How do you see values coming into that?
I see it in a lot of ways. And I want to say the other question, though, before I forget, of the two questions to find your own values. The other one is to ask yourself, where have I felt totally in flow? When did I feel like my heart was singing? Like, when did I feel like everything was electric for me? And what were the values that were being honored? And then those are probably in your top two.
That's easier for me to think of. I'm going to have to spend some time doing the other one. Thinking about the other one.
Yeah. Okay. So then your next question was, how do we use our values and how we organize our businesses and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's everywhere. So if you look around, like I have the top value of connection. Here we are. Connected
yes.
for years, right? You reached out. I'm like, I would love that. Like, I would love to reconnect with you and like be on a podcast. That's going to be amazing. So for me, like networking, one-on-one meetups, like that kind of space where I get to have connection with people is how I market. Like, I'm not interested in paid advertising. I don't get to meet any of those people. I want to actually meet people and connect. So that's a pretty good example.
That is a good example. How do you know what the values are? So you're thinking connection is a way to align your marketing. That's where it feels good to you. And so I'm thinking, well, is teaching a value? Like I like to teach or speak. Is that a value? Mm-hmm. How is that related to value?
What is it about teaching? Like, what does that open up in you when you get to teach or speak?
Oh, that's such a good question. Yeah. For me, it would be helping people see the possibility, helping them see how simple it can be. Then my value, I had to go look because I've worked with you with values, but I'm like, I forget
what is
they
it?
Are.
But what no, is it about helping people see possibility and see how simple things can be? What does that give you?
What does it get me?
What does it highlight in you? What do you get to feel when you do that?
Help. Is help? It feels rewarding.
I mean, helpful. It could be helpful as a value for you. Like you really want to be helpful, or it's like you want to value like unburdening for others.
Ooh.
It could be a value.
One of the things, words, not that this was the top value, but acceptance. Like I want them to feel accepted and not judged or feel relieved. So yeah, that's all about what they feel, but you're asking me what I feel in that.
Yeah. But just to get at the right word, it could be that relief is a value for you. Could be that acceptance is about, like, these are all value words. So what I like to do is like, you get a story like this, you pull out all the value words: acceptance, relief, self-acceptance, empowerment could be one of them. And you write them all down. You think through a few of your other situations, write all those ones down. And usually there's one, I just think about which one word can the other ones nest under.
Okay.
Like it could be that relief is the biggest thing. And when once people have relief, they have more access to empowerment and learning and whatever. And then some of them don't ever nest. And then those are probably your top ones. Like, no, nothing else gets at this.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So then value words, how do you know what value words are?
My favorite resource is looking up Brené Brown's list of values. She has a really good one.
Okay.
And then the other thing is sometimes the word hasn't been created yet, or you want to create your own definition. Like I have a client who has a value for pizza, and it's not a value word, but for her, what it means is like, it's like that Friday night feeling when the school week is over and everyone's together and like, you know, like the weight of the week is off and everyone's just eating and it's fun and it's easy, or like whatever that definition is for them. And you can have one like that. Like this is one of my top things, is building my whole life around the fact that I get to have this Friday night experience with my family at this stage.
Then when you're thinking about that, she gets to have that for her, like she gets to feel that. So when I'm thinking I want to give my clients relief, then I don't think relief, it's relieving for me. What is it? So is there a difference between that?
Yeah. I mean, the word that came up for me for you was love. Like when I was thinking about why you want to do all this stuff for people, I'm like, I think it's love.
But and I that's my top value.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's probably what it is.
And after love, I have non-judgmental.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of is. Oh, good. So I'm in alignment with my values.
Yeah. I mean, they came from somewhere. I think a lot of times when we first do this, we want to make up ones that sound good, like the ones that are written on the sides of the police cars. Integrity, like honor, steadfastness, like all these serious corporate sounding ones. But those aren't really us. Some of them might be, but we don't want to have the values that sound good. We want to have the values of who we are, because that's when they create the freedom. It's like, it's so much easier for me to say no to something that comes up because a top value is spaciousness. I'm like, does that get at my space? Like, am I still going to have the kind of spaciousness I want to have if I say yes to doing that thing? No. So I get to say no to it.
So that's what makes me curious right there, is how you use it, how you are organized with it in your business, because you remember to ask yourself that question.
Yeah. I keep them close. Like they're sticky noted to my computer screen.
Okay. Mine were for a while, but then I moved offices and they fell off.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, oh, how do we make it so they are in our vision or in our process? I mean, we could even add that to a process, you know. Mm-hmm.
Anytime I make a big decision, check back with your values. Anytime you want to make a new offer in your business, check back with your values. Anytime you're struggling or you feel confusion, what's happening with your values? Because I find that when we have two that are in competition, fairly equally weighted, that's when we're like, I don't know what to do, or I just haven't decided yet, or I'm like, we're holding this decision for way too long because we haven't sat down and let ourselves feel the discomfort that it is when we have to choose one value over the other. Like, I will give up spaciousness for connection. That's the reason I give spaciousness away.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I won't give up integrity for connection.
Mm. Thinking about what you said, the decision-making. So I have several clients right now who I feel like are really struggling with decision, and that could be great. I could ask them, so what are your values here? What do you think fits into your, which decision, or are there two values conflicting against each other, or which decision would fit into your values the most?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And what would it be like to be the person who made the decision and lived with the outcome of honoring that one value versus honoring the other one, and then flip-flopping it? Because usually we can feel it in our body, like, okay, I could live with that, or I couldn't. I don't think I could live with myself if I stepped on that value in this instance.
Thinking of a different client or two who think about themselves like they are not good at making decisions. Do you think that's true? Or do you think it could it be that? Or could it be just the value thing?
I think we're all good at making decisions. We all have our own way of doing it. And generally what I find when people don't think they're good at it is that they're taking everyone else into account and ignoring what they already know.
Mm.
Like, you know what the, like, this is myself. I know what the answer is the second the question or the invitation is posed. But sometimes I like to fight with my own brain for a while after, before I tell people, because I'm like, you know, what will people think? Or, but that doesn't, like, you know, maybe someone thought I was going to be there and then I'm going to say no. And how does that feel for me? It's so it's that having integrity with yourself and your own decision making. So I think it's fine to take your time and to take the time it takes you to actually decide. Not everybody decides in a split second. Some people, it takes a month to make a decision. And that's like, what's your process? Let it happen. And then be honest with yourself about what your actual answer is.
So much goodness in that. Thinking through your own process of decision making, and then that question, weigh it out this way and weigh it out this way, and what are you feeling in your body through that? And then, does it align with your values, or which value do you want to choose over the other?
And I like to, like, wear the decisions like an itchy sweater for a while. Like, I want you to decide you're a no for 24 hours or 2 hours, or like go for a walk, and as you walk away from your house, be a no. And as you walk back, be a yes, and just let it be completely all no the whole walk. And then on your way back, let yourself be a complete yes, and just see like what feels different. What comes up? Am I sad? Am I like relieved?
Oh my gosh. I love that exercise. That is so good.
Yeah.
In so many areas. You kind of talked about processes, where it would go in a process that we have. Do we have values? I guess we do in like digital organization. We definitely do in our mindset. So how do you see them showing up in those two?
So think about your value of love. I think it's like, does love come into play here is an interesting question. So like with all of the files that you have saved on Dropbox or your Google Drive, do any of your values come into play? For me, I'm like, I don't tend to reuse things. So I'm like, I could probably delete everything and it would be fine. But there would be instances where like a client would want an example of something and I would want to be able to go find it. So I'm like, I'm willing to keep a fair amount of clutter because I might want to be of service later.
Which value is that for you?
Probably connection. Yeah.
That makes me think, maybe this is unrelated. We had one of the I was a counselor in our youth group, and we had one that she brought everything. Like literally she had the sewing kit and every medicine you could imagine. And she just naturally, and Kleenexes and little packs and stuff. And so I'm thinking, oh, what is her value? Preparedness, probably.
Or care.
Yes, care. Yeah. Where I was like, I do not want to pack for everyone else on the whole trip.
Right.
I will pack two Band-Aids or whatever. That's funny thinking through that. That would be helpful for people in my Organized Life Academy too, just thinking more about your house or your stuff, thinking about what you keep and why.
Yeah.
And seeing like, those values come up against each other.
Yeah, like that weird old couch that you can't figure out why you keep it when something else would look better, but it's like the perfect couch for having conversations with your kid. So you keep the couch.
Oh, you have so many good examples. Okay, so what do we do when we're thinking about our mindset in our business and not embedding our values in it? But I know it's just remembering it and keeping in our vision, but anything else come to mind with that?
I think recognizing that they're already there, they are embedded naturally. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to work really hard to be like, I hope my value for connection comes out, because you're going to be trying to connect everywhere you go. So that one's like, it's in there. But I think where it's interesting is like, where am I kind of like, I keep coming up against something, or this feels like a hurdle or a roadblock or whatever, where maybe I have hijacked someone else's values and put them into my business. And they're not mine. And it's like, I heard a rule somewhere, or I made up a rule about what someone said, this is what you're supposed to do in business, that I'm taking on, trying to build it into my business. But it's so not me that I just keep like walking into this wall that I forget is in my house. It's like, oh, I can't get that one to smoothly fit. So how about I just don't have it here?
Yes. Okay. So you're really good at asking questions. So when you find yourself coming up against a wall or you're not moving forward in this area of your business, what's the question you ask related to discovering or seeing if it's a value related issue?
Yeah. I would ask, do I even need to do this? What would happen if I didn't do this? Why do I think I should do this? What would open up for me if I just removed this thing entirely? Like, I think we forget that we can quit everything. And I like to ask that question, like, why not just not do it at all? And here's a really fun one, just out of the blue. It's like, if I completely were starting from scratch today, what would I actually do? And notice if that thing would be included or not.
That's a good question. That is a question that comes up with stuff. It's like, if I was going to go out and buy this, would I buy this at full price again?
Yeah, hell no.
Then it's your answer right there. That's good with your business too. Would I do this again?
Yeah, I'm preparing to move into a new house that we're building. And I'm just really noticing, like, so much of the stuff that comes with us is for the someday. And like, well, I should have that for someday. I should watch that webinar for someday. I'll keep that resource for someday. And even I referenced it earlier, I'll keep that in case someone needs it someday. But what I'm noticing with that house is, like, someday's here. So if it doesn't fit over there, it doesn't fit anywhere. And it's this really confronting, like, okay, I guess we're releasing all of the stuff. It's going to be good. But it's also like, wow, really clearing.
But it's that thought. I love that. Someday's here. Like, that needs to be
this
a
is
poster.
It. T-shirts for everyone.
Yes. Oh, I like it. Anything else coming up that you want to share or talk through?
I think it's important to not judge the values that you have. Like we talked about, don't judge other people's values, but also don't judge your own. It's okay if your value is cozy pants. And like, one of the greatest things in your life is the fact that you have built a life around the fact that you get to put on your cozy pants at 4 p.m. every day and you love it. Like, that's fine.
Or at 9 a.m.
Or at 9 a.m. Or you only wear cozy pants.
I love that. Well, I love that because immediately it comes up with someone's imposing that you have to dress professionally and you need to look good. And I'm like, I want, and cozy pants sounds so fun.
It's
much better
value.
Than sweats, you know?
Yeah. Well, and we know that like the roots of professionalism are racist. So we don't want to be promoting, like, if we want you to wear what you want to wear, we want you to wear what feels good for you. We don't want to try to get you to conform. So your values aren't here for you to conform. They're here for you to expand.
Oh,
because
that's good too.
If I'm here living as myself, truly, and not judging who I actually am, and, you know, God willing, I can get rid of some of the judgment that comes from culture and family and all that stuff that gets put on top of us and everyone, and I can have that sense of freedom. What am I capable of that I wasn't capable of if I was trying to look good and do things a certain way and have a value that wasn't mine? That means all of my energy, our greatest resource that we have, is going into being who I'm not. And it's going into things that don't move anything forward. They just take away from us, take away from our energy. So if you want to be impactful, the fastest way to do it is to be exactly who you are in every way that you possibly can and work from there. And it's like, the more able we're to do that, like, it's a part of privilege, right? I'm really able to do this because I'm a white lady. I've got some money. Like, I fit into the world pretty well. I have a very able body, right? So I have a lot of these privileges. I can get out there and do a lot of stuff and make that impact without having to come up against as much as some people do.
I think about how we were all created, and each of us so unique and so beautiful in the combination of all the different parts of us, and to let that be, like,
let it
our
be.
Strengths and our beauty in how we were created is so important.
Yeah. And everyone has it. There can be values that we have that sound fluffy or like not as powerful or as like serious or whatever. Like I've heard of people having the value of beauty and being like, well, that's dumb. Like that's not a good value. But then you look at them in their life and they're like creating so much beauty in the world. And like their space is amazing and they have like amazing fabrics. And you're like, no, that's really important. Like it's so clearly who you are. Don't try to hide that or take that away from us, because there are people like me who like, I value order and like minimalism, but beauty, I'm not so good at. I really appreciate it, but I have a harder time doing it. Yeah. Right. Slightly embarrassed of, or you think should be different. Like lean into those. Like, how can you bring it everywhere you go?
That's fun to think about that. What is it? What is it for everyone? So as you're listening and you're thinking about this and you're thinking about what your values are, and maybe you've done value work, maybe not. Karen, do you have workshops that you do every once in a while, or how would someone join a workshop?
Yeah, I actually have a values workshop that I can give you the link to.
Okay, we'll include that in the show notes. But thinking about what yours are, do you recommend like get your top five?
Get your 3 to 5 so that you can actually remember them. If you have more than 5, you can't, like if you're in a stressful phone call and you're like, why am I freaking out right now? And you want to check in with your values, you can't remember more than 5 things.
You said you have them on your monitor.
On sticky your note on your monitor. Very helpful.
You just have them listed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Didn't know if you had them like drawn out. I guess you're minimal. No. So yours would be,
I don't have the beauty value. So it's just like a weird old sticky note that I've had for years.
So we'll all know what your values are when we see your sticky note.
Yeah.
Yes. And then ask yourself in your business, what does it look like? Does this align with my values? Is this, what other questions?
I think just asking if it aligns, just to have that next level of awareness, is going to be really helpful. Like if something doesn't feel right or something feels really right, be like, what's going on here? Like what value am I honoring or stepping on? I think is really helpful to know too.
That's interesting. I've been thinking about my own business, and I feel like in the last 6 months, I've really felt that flow. So as you talk about this, I'm like, oh, okay. What is aligned right now?
Mm-hmm.
Is there always an answer in your values?
Seems like it.
I like that answer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, feel free to find a time where it's not, but most of the time it is, because it's so like our values are so integral to who we are. It's like when we really feel that sense of flow, it's usually because we're really on it with those.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I love this conversation. Thank you so much for being here and sharing and answering all my weird questions.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I think it's really like, again, I think it's foundational, and I think we miss the foundation so often. So it's really nice to get to talk about something that's such a part of all of our lives, whether we knew it or not. And like now we can have some more awareness around it.
I love it. So where can people find you?
I'm at Karen Gillan everywhere because I have a weird name, and also at karengillan.com.
And you have a podcast.
Yeah, I have the Remarkable Life podcast.
Okay, everybody, let us know what your values are. I want to know.
Tag me on social if you figure them out.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Don't forget to get registered for the workshop, the Values Workshop with Karen, on Thursday, April 25th at 1 p.m. Central Time. The link will be in the show notes. And I can't wait to have you join us. She is doing this just for listeners of the podcast and my students and clients. So I feel so honored, and we are going to have so much fun. So get registered for that and have an amazing week. Wait, if you're finding this podcast useful, you must check out the Organized Coach Academy. It's my course where I walk you through every step to get your business organized, to get yourself organized, to save money and time, to prepare to hire someone, to do all the things that you want to do in your business with ease. Check that out at simplysquaredaway.com/OCA. Also, I'm sure you've heard this a million times, but I would love it. It's my way of knowing that you're enjoying the podcast if you leave a written review. I have lots of freebies for you. They're linked in the show notes. You can find them in my bio on Instagram @TracyHoth. And until next week, have a beautiful day.